This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Whether you are single, married, or wooing on Valentine's Day, chocolate is quite important. But the sweet stuff is a little richer this year. The price of chocolate is on the rise. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on why costs are going up and the impact on lovers.
You do that, those two noises? Mm-hmm.
At Jacques Torres Chocolates in Manhattan, Monsieur Torres watches as a box of Valentine's Day chocolates is wrapped in cellophane.
Now it's almost Valentine, and you can see the store packed with hearts.
Torres says 15% of his revenue for the year comes from Valentine's Day. But the day's gotten a little less profitable, thanks to the commodities market.
The price of cocoa rise significantly. The forecast is that in less than 10 years, we will have a shortage of cocoa if we don't change the way that we grow cocoa.
Cocoa prices jumped nearly 25% last year. That's mostly because of rising demand for chocolate. Hester Jun is an analyst with Ibis World. She says these days, everybody's developing a taste for chocolate.
We're seeing emerging markets like China, the Middle East, all these regions that traditionally haven't consumed chocolate are beginning to purchase chocolate.
The other issue? Americans have gone gourmet.
People are eating a lot more dark chocolate, and that has a heavier cocoa content, which is also driving up the demand for cocoa.
Dark chocolate sell more and more, and higher percentage. We used to sell a lot more milk, and now we switch. We sell over 60% of dark chocolates.
Torres says most of the chocolate he sells now is dark chocolate. That's a big change from 10 years ago.
So we will have to increase our price a little bit. Hopefully, we will stay very reasonable.
Torres is doing several things to keep prices low and quality high. He's offering more inclusion chocolate. That's chocolate with nuts or coffee in it that uses less cocoa. He's also working directly with farmers and growing some of his own cocoa.
I'm going to be very honest with my customer and show what's going on in the world. And if I have a raise in price, explain why.
Still, Torres says he can't increase prices in line with costs. Even on Valentine's Day, customers are very price sensitive. And he doesn't want his chocolates leaving a bitter taste in their mouths.
You have to make people happy, you know.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.